what time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. I am here on the Enchanted Isle of Puerto Rico at the Bermuda Triangle Research Base, manning this helm of this beast at the flagship Asheville Station. We have producer Sam the Animal Steel. And investigator Shelly Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Shelly, you know, it seems like that 2014 has just been taking everybody a little bit off balance here. It's a weird, there's a weird vibe, there's a weird energy, and I know that it's swirling around Wright's Coin Shop. It's bringing people in the door, and I know that you're selling tons and tons, but at the same time, I bet the conversations going on there are pretty wild. What's the vibe like at Wright's Coin Shop now?
It's kind of like the world is ending. I need to buy more bullion. That type of thing. It doesn't look good, but we're just gonna buy more bullion. It's a good vibe, and well, and not at the same time.
Beef or chicken?
I know. I had a friend send me a bumper sticker the other day that said, "The world is about to end," or no, "The world is ending again," or something like that. So yeah, it is a very interesting vibe around there, and the weather has been strange around here too. We have a little cold snap that's been going on the last few days, and it's been so comfortable. It feels like fall weather, and so it's that and buying bullion.
So now we like to tell people when they listen to this show, and most people who listen to this show have listened to it before, but if somebody's never listened to the show and they don't know anything about Wright's Coin Shop, and we say, hey, it's the place where you turn your money into more money, what does that mean? What can you tell somebody who doesn't know anything about your shop?
That we will make it easy for you to put things back for the future. Whether you want to put things back for something back to grow in value for retirement so you have something in your old age, or you're saving for, say, a college education, or you're just putting money back for your children, for whatever, we can help you basically make your money grow. We're better than a bank. And it doesn't take a lot of money. You know, we can...
Well, like $30, somebody can contact you and get going?
Definitely. You just make it a habit. Just keep making it a habit. Come on in, do what you can, and put it back.
Take your piggy bank. I have a piggy bank, put my change in it.
Yes!
Take that, and then take that change and put it into gold and silver.
Definitely. Definitely.
Well, you know, that's a good point, because every time I come home, you know, I like most people, I have a little cup that I just put my pocket change into, and when the cup gets full, I take it to like a Coinstar and dump it in, and it's usually about $40. So you could take that change and convert that into a nice, beautiful, I'm talking brand new silver coin that is going to go up in value as the years pass by. Right, Shelly?
Definitely. Definitely. And we have it in all different kinds of forms, and we have some beautiful silver rounds right now too. And even though you're just buying it just for the metal value, it's still nice to have something that looks nice.
So how can people get in touch with you guys?
Just give us a call at 828-298-5402. Or come and see us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
It's not far from the Biltmore Estate, just minutes away from the Biltmore Estate. Now, again, everybody, write this down, okay? Seriously, write down the number. You can call. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. 828-298-5402. You can go to Wright's Coin Shop to find more information. even a photo of Miss Shelley Wright, which I get so many requests for, and a map showing you how to get there. Wright's Coin Shop, 828-298-5402. Now, Shelley, you guys have been in business over 40 years now, right?
Yes.
So in the span of 40 years, a lot of strange and interesting things inevitably happen. So let me ask you, has this ever occurred? Has someone ever walked in the door, and I'm just completely, you know, going off the top of my head, and said something like, "Oh my gosh, this is Wright's Coin Shop. I'm so excited. I'm a listener of the program. Shelley, oh, what an honor to meet you. But I'm so embarrassed to tell you this. I've had a long journey. I am just dying to take a dump. Is there any way I can just use your bathroom? Because I'm about to crap my pants right now."
All at the very end of that has happened, yes.
Okay. How do you deal with that?
Everybody knows far and wide that Wright's Coin Shop has an excellent facility.
Just not for that. No, we do not have a public restroom.
Are you saying you would turn that person down and make them crap their pants? Is that what you're telling all these potential customers?
I am saying that please make use of the McDonald's just down the road or the Shell station just two doors down.
So you have to be like an astronaut and wear your diapers if you're on a hurry before they're going to close.
Yes.
What are you eating in Puerto Rico?
We're not trying to be mean or anything, but seriously, our insurance does not cover it. We have. So we can't let anybody back to the back there.
What a great excuse. I'm going to use that one sometime. No,
yeah.
You cannot crap anywhere near me. My insurance doesn't cover that.
You just can't come back behind the counter.
I mean, I understand. If I go to the bookstore or something, sometimes, like, just a reading, it triggers something in my head. It's like, oh, you're reading. That must mean you're on the throne. But never coin shopping. I've never been.
No, that's probably something you wanna think about ahead of time.
What if they ran in and said, "I just swallowed half a pound of silver coins, and I'm about to grab silver all over the shop."
Now
would that change the insurance policy?
What are the odds?
But that shit, there's some kind of clause in the policy that allows you to crap silver.
I don't think so. I don't think there's anything like that in there.
So there's a no public restroom policy at Wright's Coin Shop.
We'll cross that bridge when she comes to it. If somebody's crapping silver, we'll deal with it when it happens.
Right. Be in a parking lot or something. Yeah, no, sorry. Sorry, we don't.
What are you segging into here? I feel there's a segue on the way.
You know, there's always something there.
Hey, you know, I'm a professional. I would never bring up these uncomfortable subjects unless they were absolutely relevant to the news. And this piece of news comes to us from Stallstown, Pennsylvania, because a woman there says that she is absolutely annoyed and overwhelmed by a constant stream of people who are continually stopping on and around her front yard and whipping out their nice little bits and pieces and relieving themselves on her property. Now, the reason for this is that she lives just right over a little fence there from what they call the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and apparently it's so popular that they have some public restrooms there, but you have to pay a dime to use them. So imagine living right next to some public restrooms that you have to pay for, and everybody is jumping the fence and coming over and peeing and crapping on your property.
You'd be mad.
I'd be very mad.
And says the woman's 11-year-old son and other children in her yard are always exposed, no pun intended, to these people who pull over to relieve themselves on her property instead of using the rest area. She says her yard always smells bad.
Yeah, it looks great.
And the homeowner says one woman got angry when she yelled at her to stop, and wound up throwing the fresh pile of poop that she had just left.
Oh.
Do you remember when you were a kid, I grew up down in Florida, so there's a lot of pools. One of the best things I ever saw stuck with me from my youth. Said, don't pee in our pool and we won't swim in your toilet.
Okay.
I don't know. It just kind of tied in. We substitute lawn. Don't pee in our lawn and we won't. I don't. Never mind. Next.
Sam just hits. Okay. Let's move on.
I'm on medication.
Okay, there we go. You said it. You can tell everybody. It's okay. now, but yeah, that would be a horrible situation. That's why I'm really, really against this whole idea of paid restrooms. I mean, I remember, a couple years ago, I went to the Tower of London, and they have a nice, big, beautiful bathroom facility. And this is one of the most popular attractions in the world. And you know, you have to walk across a huge, expansive meadow to get there. And by the time you get there, I mean, you're really ready to go. And they required, it wasn't much, it was like 50 cents. But still, I mean, you got to pause and do some math.
50 pence.
Yeah, right. 50p to pee, and so it just seems to me like, come on, folks, have a heart. If you're going to have a bathroom, we should all agree, if we're ever going to make contact with the aliens and expect that they're going to appreciate us and consider us equals, we have to agree that bathrooms that are public, that are called public, get to be free.
I agree.
Is that George Norrie's message that he's going to send?
You know, now that we've had this show, I believe we need to insert
people
that.
People of the universe.
That would probably get a bigger... Wouldn't that be, like, amazing if that was the one key that the contact was hinging on all these years?
Like, finally they get it.
Yeah, you know, it's like Dostoevsky said you could judge a civilization based upon the quality of their prisons. Well, maybe it's actually the quality of their bathroom policies. And when we become enlightened enough to agree that that's free, well, now we're ready. My goodness, it's time for a break, and then we're just going to go blasting through some crazy stories. The first one comes to us from Suwanee, Georgia, and it's... an upskirt story.
Woo!
One of the sleaziest terms out there, upskirt. But we'll dig into that and a lot more when we return here on the program where we dig into the unusual. And this is the Dark 30 Hour when the unusual often, well, is some of the more controversial and outrageous stuff. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange.
And start. Sometime around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two. Thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night. It's a dark night. The neighborhood was changing. Stranger.
the Dark 30 Hour here on Speaking Strange. I'm Joshua P. Warren, your host, your guide on this epic and strange journey. And let me just clarify now. This is the hour of the program when we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial material. Not for the kiddies.
Not
for the easily offended. Often the more sordid and seedy stuff, which is why we save it for late at night. So tune out right now if you don't want to hear this kind of thing. And before we get to this story from Suwanee, Georgia, you know, I have talked about it before, and I'll say it again. It's no joke. The wishing machine has become a worldwide phenomenon. It's insane how many people are obtaining these and then emailing us and saying, I don't know how this is working, but it's working. And we have people who they buy a machine and they come back the next month and they buy another machine, and then 2 weeks later they buy another machine. And you would only do that because it's working. So I urge you to go to wishingmachineproject.com. Just watch the video, learn about it, read about it. You'll see some updated webinars that I've done about it, and you'll understand what the wishing machine is and why it's a worldwide phenomenon. So go to wishingmachineproject.com. So here's the story from Suwanee, Georgia. It says here, as she stood in the checkout line Sunday evening, a female customer at a Kroger store in Georgia noticed a man was squatting down next to her, cell phone in hand, attempting to snap an upskirt photo. The shutterbug, according to the police, was the store's pharmacist.
Bum, bum, bum.
Now facing a felony rap for the impromptu photo shoot. According to the police department there, the woman, 31, who said she was, you know, the victim, said she was, quote, standing in the checkout line when she observed the suspect, the pharmacist, squatting next to her, holding a cell phone in such a way as to photograph under her skirt, end quote. When the woman spotted the 38-year-old pharmacist, she tried to grab his phone, and during the ensuing scuffle, the man fell backward to the ground, and the woman, as well as another customer, tried to confiscate the phone, saying they wanted to delete the pictures. Well, they succeeded. They got the phone away. It was later turned over to police. When the cops questioned the pharmacist, he said that he was squatting down to retrieve a drink from the soda refrigerator. Whatever. I mean, I guess that means drink machine, but, quote, soda refrigerator.
What while year is that? Like,
yeah. Right.
Andy Griffith time?
Yeah, it's like 1920s. But that's like pre-Andy Griffith. Yeah, the soda refrigerator and the icebox. And while simultaneously texting from his phone. So when an officer asked for permission to review photos and videos on his phone, he denied permission, saying that he had other private pharmacist stuff on his phone that he didn't want everybody to see. So right now they have supposedly at least three shoppers who've told the police that they think that he was doing what he's accused of doing, and that's according to the smoking gun. Oh, my goodness. You know, what's weird to me is that in this day and age where internet porn is so widely available and free, why do you need to do that, you know?
Well, it goes back, I think, Josh, to foraging, to hunters and gatherers. You know, you gotta, sometimes you feel fulfilled when you create your own pornography, or you kill your own beast, so to speak. Choke your own chicken. I mean, I don't know exactly how you want to phrase it, but there's got to give a man satisfaction. You can go to an upskirt site, sure, or you can risk your job and your career and do it in a Kroger.
I had a feeling you would provide some fresh insight to this scenario. Thank you
I personally would have used the GoPro on the end of my shoe, but I mean,
with a little fiber optic. Yeah, that'd be like the smart
the
way.
The smart
do.
Man, but not who lost his job.
I am never wearing a skirt again.
That's probably a good idea this day and age. Okay, how about this story? LAPD headlined, police accidentally run over and kill the naked man they were looking for.
Was God driving?
In this case, yes. they were searching for a reported naked man running through the streets, and they only found him when they ran over him. The man was described as being in his 50s or 60s, and it says that he had been reported as behaving in a way as if he were on drugs or maybe drunk. He was running around erratically. Maybe we shouldn't say naked because he was wearing a pair of tennis shoes. And all of a sudden, the sirens are going off, and the cops are driving along, and then, boom, boom, they run over the guy and killed him.
You did say that was in L.A., right?
That was L.A.
Do you watch, Drugs, Inc.? 2 weeks ago, they had an episode on called PCP in D.C., and, like, the two major hubs of PCP usage in the United States are Washington, D.C., and it all comes from L.A., and it's mostly in that community. And where what happens is one of the side effects, other than going crazy, is that you have to strip off your clothes. That's why you see mostly people who are high on PCP running around with stark ass naked. It's because they're like kind of like really hot on the inside, and they are impervious to pain, and that's why they often get shot, tased, or in this case, run over. Yeah, naked people's running around. PCP, I wouldn't want to mess with it.
Okay, here's a sex story for the dark 30 hour. I got so many stories, man. I just got to keep steamrolling.
I never got to ask you about your PCP experiences. Just go on to the next one. Just go on.
All right. That's what the listeners demand.
I know. I'm sorry.
How about this one? Okay. I am in a position like so many other researchers where I'm out there looking up at the sky at night with third generation night vision trying to document UFO phenomena. Well, do you know the next time you look up and you spot a passing satellite, it might be an out of control Russian spacecraft loaded with sexually active geckos. I bet you've never heard that sentence in your life, have you?
I read a blip about something about Russian geckos in space, but I didn't know that it was out of control and sexually.
That's our next movie, like not Amazon women on the moon, Russian sex geckos in space.
No Sharknado 2, Russian sex geckos in space.
The lusty lizards are among the 22 experiments, including fruit flies, mushrooms, etc., sent into space aboard the Photon M4 satellite on July 18th. But unfortunately, Russia's mission control said the craft will not respond to its commands and is now out of control. That means the geckos and everything else aboard could be doomed. Pretty much what they did was they put at least four females and one male, all at their sexual peak, on this satellite in order to do research. It's all, you know, it's like Russians and Germans, man. They're always doing weird stuff like this.
It's such a waste of funds.
Yeah.
We're going to send stuff up to space. They're like, hey, Yuri, let's take these horny geckos and shoot them in it. Sounds like a great idea there, Olaf.
Yeah, that wouldn't fly with American taxpayers on CNN. Right. So it says here, scientists have been able to watch videos of the geckos doing it lizard style in space, and they're still hoping they can recover the creatures at the end of the 60-day experiment.
Lord willing.
If they can't do it, if they can't restore communication, well, the geckos are going to run out of resources, and this satellite will come crashing to Earth. It would not be the first critter catastrophe for the Russian space program. Last year, the Bion M satellite loaded with gerbils, mice, and fish crashed shortly after launch, killing most of those aboard.
And somewhere Richard Gere cried.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, you've just been waiting for a good Florida story. Well, I've got one for you, and this is this is a tragic story, but it's about why they think a man killed his wife. Well, it's what she discovered him doing, supposedly. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's Dark 30. This is Speaking of Strange. It's the Dark 30 Hour deep into safe harbor, and I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, here on Speaking of Strange, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And you can call Shelley Wright at 828-298-5402, or go to wrightscoinshop.com, or again, write that number down, 828-298-5402. 5402, wherever you may be in the world.
Hey, Josh, may I ask you a question real quick? We were doing a little Sam Shelley trivia in here during that bumper music. Can you name the Weird Al parody of that song that just played?
You know what? It's funny because that actually does ring a bell with me. The let's see. My love's in... No, I can't place it, Sam. What is it?
I lost on Jeopardy.
Okay. Good enough. That's, you know, Weird Al, man. What a guy.
Just had his first number one album on the Billboard Top 100 charts this past week. His new album.
Isn't that great? All this time.
Yeah. Well, still doing it, man.
I met him.
He's a legend.
He's awesome.
You met him?
I did. I was working at a rock radio station. And he was our guest, and he was so gracious and so sweet. He was the nicest guy ever. He was our favorite guest in all the years I worked there. He was my favorite.
Seems like an awesome dude.
Yeah.
And I know that we're the same age. I know you used to listen to him, too.
Hell yeah.
I know you probably had even
worse. I still do.
Yeah. I've seen him. He was at Bonnaroo last year. It was probably my favorite set of Bonnaroo.
Yeah.
Let's get weird. All right.
Shelley, grab the Florida bell.
And
let me just say, I hate to be, you know, a bummer, a party pooper, but it is that time of year when in Florida and elsewhere, hurricanes can come through, wipe out your power, and you're going to be sitting there in the dark. So I want to remind you now, one of the reasons we're able to bring this show to you is because of the Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. And it's the world's most powerful solar generator for the price, 100% guaranteed. Go to sunshinesimple.com and watch the video, learn about it. And I have a challenge for anybody out there who wants to get a solar generator. Go do your research all over the internet, and you'll come back, I guarantee you, and you will buy a Sunshine Simple. It was created by me and my team. So sunshinesimple.com. Doesn't matter if it's thunderstorms, tornadoes, hurricanes, floods. This is the time of year, unfortunately, when that happens. And it happens in Passage Key Beach, Florida. And that's where a husband, supposedly, according to the story, threw his wife off a jet ski after a fight over oral sex. Now, again, this is not the kind of material for the kids or the easily offended.
You don't even want to report on it, really. It's more of a calling.
Exactly. It's my duty. It was, you know, basically, you know how God took over the car? He takes over the show once in a while, and God's like, you have to talk about
it. You were
this.
Burdened with it. It has to be done.
Yes. So God is now reporting. Okay, a Florida man is accused of throwing his wife off a jet ski after she caught him in an affair with another man. Okay, so the guy is 50 years old now. He and his wife were riding a jet ski off of Passage Key Beach. This is an area that's very popular with boaters that like to take their clothes off.
Motor boaters.
Yeah, motorboating is big time there. And so they got into an argument when the 45-year-old wife told her husband that she caught him and another man engaged with each other. So story says here, the husband allegedly pulled his wife off the jet ski by her hair, but she climbed back on. This happened four more times. And the wife kept saying something to the effect, the only way you can make me shut up about what you are doing is to kill me. That's never a good thing to say to anybody about anything, by the way.
Ever.
Well, don't prompt somebody.
Yeah. So on the fourth time, she hit her head on the side of the craft. And it says here, at that point, the husband supposedly tried to get her back on the jet ski, but she refused. Okay, whatever. Then he called 911 and told dispatchers his wife had jumped off the craft. The woman was able to make it to a sandbar on her own, where they located her about 10 p.m. with a swollen hip and bruises on her arm and head. She told responders her version of what happened. But the next day, she died.
Oh.
Yeah. So she told officers before she died, the SOB may have just about killed me, but that does not change the fact I caught him. Oh, I can't even read this, what she says. But she explicitly says I caught him with another man. So the husband was initially arrested and charged with domestic battery, but now he's being investigated as a suspect in his wife's death. Officers do say, however, some pre-existing medical conditions may have also contributed to her death. Next story from Bonita Springs, Florida. Naked dudes steal meat from a Florida restaurant, take their wieners with them. Says they stole beef in the buff, then they were on the lam, in a crime that had no cover-up despite security cameras watching. Two naked guys and one wearing just his underwear swiped 60 hamburgers, 3 pounds of bacon, 3 red peppers, and a paddleboard from a beach house restaurant there in Bonita Springs. Police watched the grainy security footage in disbelief. This happened about 3 a.m. Says the men made their way to the meat cooler, loaded shopping bags with meat, and then left. And police said that the circumstances actually make it kind of hard to identify who these men are. They say one thing I know for certain, they were hungry that night. And it's a busy area, and it's going to be difficult to track them down.
Let me just tell you, though, I what I liked about that little segment is just hearing you say meat that many times.
Meat, meat, meat.
Meat.
Meat, 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 meat. It's like wonderful spam.
Spam.
Here's one that actually, let me go ahead and, well, gosh. Okay, I'm just going to, this makes me cringe a little bit, but okay, this is from Birmingham, Alabama. An Alabama man went to the hospital for a routine circumcision, and doctors mistakenly amputated his penis.
What? No, I mean, it is Alabama, but come on, man.
Make a mistake like that.
First of all, how is it routine when you're, like, grown? Is there any routine at that age?
Yeah, usually, I mean, I think, you know, in the Bible, Abraham was circumcised with a rock when he was, like, in his 90s or something. But
that's when people were living to be 930 years old.
Yeah, so practically a baby.
Yeah.
But these days, you know, why, I don't know.
I know some people have done that, you know, like for marital reasons or, you know, religious reasons or whatnot. But, I mean, how often are penis amputations happening where it's like, oh, my bad. I can't imagine a penis amputation is like something that is that common an occurrence.
No.
You know?
I hope not.
It is Alabama, once again.
That makes a big difference right there. Yeah. We're not talking about Duke University.
Were they able to reattach it?
No evidence of that.
Oh.
Okay, how about this? maybe you've seen this already in the media. This shows you what group funding can do. There is a man who has gotten on Kickstarter, and instead of Kickstarter, he calls it, well, let's just put a D in there. And he has started a campaign to make the world's biggest penis drawing. And he has asked for donations, and he says for every dollar given, he's going to add an inch.
What's the current record, I wonder?
As of this story that I'm reading, it has gotten about $3,000 in pledges.
But before that, what's the biggest penis drawing to date?
I doubt that that is a record, but there is a clause to, you know, set up new records. So he's got to draw at least a 3,000-inch penis at this point. Do the conversions, and you can report on that.
What's that in Kelvin?
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, the last two stories I've saved for the night, and I'm still trying to figure out how to read them. Oh, goodness. Sometimes I wonder why did my life come to this? It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange. And we're in the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, The Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and you can call Wright's Coin Shop at 828-298-5402. Or just go to speakingofstrange.com for a link, and you can go there, or joshuapwarren.com. And right now, publishers think I'm totally nuts, but we have a sale on instant PDF downloads of some of my more popular recent works, and these are things you can be reading and enjoying tonight. We're talking about the Wishing Machine workbook, which includes a virtual wishing machine that you can actually use. Also, The Poor Man's Paranormal, which is a guide, a manual on how you can take household items and turn them into paranormal investigation tools. The Brown Mountain Lights viewing guide with stunning photographs, and it's the most comprehensive thing that's ever been produced about the Brown Mountain Lights. And we'll even throw in practical wand making, and believe it or not, and seriously, it costs $9.95 if you go there right now and download this instantly as a PDF. Just go to joshuapwarren.com.
Now, I'm not your publisher or anything, but I'm just a producer. I'm just a frozen producer. I want to throw this out there. If you had a downloadable, Speaking of Strange, coloring book PDF, that would be pretty awesome.
Thank you for that input.
You with your ham radio.
Thank you for that input. That's good. But I have got to get to what everybody wants to hear. And these are the last two stories of the night.
Go for it.
Okay. First is from Scotland. 38-year-old woman went to the doctor because she had been suffering from shaking, incontinence, and severe weight loss. Oh, goodness. Let me just go ahead and say right now, tune out. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Turns out she'd had a dildo stuck inside of her for 10 years. Okay? And doctors said that she had used this 5-inch toy in a drunken encounter a decade ago and did not remember, you know, what happened and whether she put it in or out. I mean, oh, my God. Yeah. So, anyway, it caused a bladder blockage that was forcing urine to back up into her kidneys and also created what they called a vesico-vaginal fistula, and that is a tract that causes the urine to flow where it's not supposed to be flowing. Oh, man, it's just horrible, you know. But that's a real news story. That's from the Huffington Post.
That's a wild night, man.
10 years she'd had this thing inside of her and didn't know about it. And now here is
the piece de resistance.
Yeah, honest to God, I've been struggling with how to read this. So this is so like messed up, the images that it conjures up. So I'm going to do my best here. This is from Washington, D.C. A rat infestation there has been so bad that rodents have been entering corpses through their orifices. Okay, that's the cleanest I can put this. A woman has won a $237,000 judgment for emotional distress against the hospital because she said in a stomach-churning interview that rats have become so rampant at this hospital, they chew through body bags to feast on the cadavers. And at one point, this woman who won this lawsuit said that she pulled what she believed to be the string of a feminine product out of a cadaver, and it turned out to be a rat, and this rat then turned and bit her.
Ah.
Ew.
Yeah, and the situation has been so intense that she could not even get somebody else to work with her, and she said she thinks the coolers there broke down, the bodies warmed up, and may have attracted these vermin from a nearby hospital trash compactor, and this infestation has persisted for decades, and I'm pretty sure that's going to do it.
It's in D.C.?
Edition of the show. That's D.C.
Oh, man.
Okay, I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time we'll be at speakingofstrange.com and sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded! But you got to